92.1 WGHN, Grand Haven's favorite. Every Friday at 7:45, we do Chamber Chat in the WGHN studios. Kathy Betts, Director of Finance with the Grand Haven Spring Lake Ferriesburg Chamber. And Megan Tobin, Market Manager. Good morning, ladies. How are you?
Good morning.
I'm so excited about the farmer's market. I'm so, so excited. And May 3rd is right around the corner.
Yep.
It's hard to believe. So let's start there. What's new this year?
We have five new vendors coming this year.
Mm-hmm.
Kittywampus Soda, Lazy Dog Maple Products,
ooh,
Salt and Fire, Upside Down Coffee, and Soul Shine Juice Company.
Ooh, I like that. And Upside Down Coffee. Interesting.
Yes. Cold brew specialty coffee drinks.
Oh, okay.
So a little bit different than a returning vendor, Aldea Coffee, who will be there every Saturday. We have all of our staples from last year. The Great Bread Company, the Cheese People are coming back, Michael Files Garden, MF Seasoning, Mike's Processing, Happy Matt's Kettle Corn.
That's a lot.
The Flower Garden, Grand Finale Village Baker, Visser Farms, Lakeside Orchards, Steamers. So all of our staples are coming back, all of our produce and farmers.
That's exciting. How early do you start working on the farmer's market in the season? I mean, were you working last year, last winter on this, lining people up and stuff?
I started in January, February, I think.
That makes sense.
Yeah, reaching out to prior vendors,
right,
seeing if anybody new wanted to come, starting the application process. And now we just had our vendor meeting last night.
You did. Okay.
So we're full. Everyone's on board, ready to go.
It's a lot of work. Kathy, what do you do with the farmer's market?
Well, assist in the food assistance programs.
Tell us about that, please.
Yeah, it's a really important part of our market. We provide food assistance program. We have the EBT SNAP program,
yes,
Double Up Food Bucks. We do our Power Produce, which
is that? What is the Power Produce?
That's a sponsorship-based program.
Okay.
And for children, all children, for every market day, they get $2 to use at the vendors.
I love this.
And really brings the families out. The kids are always excited to pick out their produce. And so it's really a great program. It is a sponsorship-based program.
Mm-hmm.
So we are continuing to look for sponsorships for that this year.
There's okay.
A lot of sponsorships needed to support the farmers
market. I would
market.
Imagine so. Okay.
And so I am kind of the back end of
okay.
the financials.
I get it. Yeah, I get it. Well, somebody has to do the finances for all
right.
of that, right? Somebody
well,
has to deal with all that.
And there is quite a certification process for us to be able to accept EBT and SNAP.
Ah, okay.
But it is important to our market. And then along with accepting EBT and SNAP, we can also then accept Double Up Food Bucks, which essentially if someone comes and spends $20 mm-hmm. at the market, mm-hmm. they get an additional $20 in Double Up Food Bucks to get fresh produce, dairy products, bread, that sort of thing. So there are stipulations on what can be purchased at the market.
Awesome.
But it is a great opportunity for them to be able to get fresh produce.
Yeah, I love it. I love it that there's always like something going on at the Grand Haven Farmers Market. Farmers Market is from 8 to 1, Chinook Pier under the green canopy. And sometimes you'll have like special days out there for kids and stuff like that. What do you have coming up?
Yeah, this year we have the Critter Barn visiting on June 21st. And we have had them previously at the Spring Lake Farmers Market. This
mm-hmm.
year they'll be at the Grand Haven Farmers Market for 3 hours with double the amount of animals that will be available to pet, hold, interact with for the kids. And we're expecting a lot of interest and to that be a very popular day for us at the market.
The kids love that. They just love that. And they love the Power of Produce, the Kids Club. They love that. So if you need sponsors for that, how would people get a hold of you?
Well, we want to call the chamber office and
okay.
reach out to Heather Solomon. She is in charge of our sales of sponsorships.
Okay.
We also can go through our website and reach out there. There's a contact us section there. We will have a QR code that will be available for people to use to make donations or indicate sponsorship interest.
Mm-hmm.
I do want to note that every farmer's market is an opportunity for what we have as our friends of farmer's markets. They can bring a table or a tent. It's a $300 sponsorship opportunity, and they do a kids craft. So they bring
I
a
love
craft,
this.
And that's available at every market day. And we have, how many was it again? market days?
We have 46 market days this year.
Wonderful.
So
I will be bringing my grandkids.
46 opportunities for our community partners to come wear their logo and provide a craft and interact with the hundreds of people we have coming through the market each day.
That's awesome. Do you guys do that? I can't remember. Do you do the market during Coast Guard?
Yes.
You do? You know, when my kids were little, we would do a thing where we would go to the farmer's market, and everything we ate that day had to come from the farmer's market.
Yes.
And
wonderful.
And you get really creative with stuff. You know, you're buying homemade bread, you're buying, your produce, you're buying vegetables, and we got really creative with it. I'm going to do that with my grandkids this year.
Absolutely.
I can't wait to do that. I do love the farmer's market. It's just so nice, especially, you know, when it starts to be May and people are up and down the boardwalk and more in the studio looking out at the world and everything that's happening. You just know that summer's one day closer, you know? It's really going to be a great, great time. What do you guys love about working with the chamber? What do you love about your jobs?
I love being outside during the summer. I love being outside, interacting with the kids, the shoppers, and the vendors, knowing that we're all contributing to this community asset that so many people are enjoying.
Yeah. What do you love about your job?
Well, that a small part of it is farmers market.
Yeah.
But that there's so many ways that the chamber connects with the community and working every day to make a stronger community and build business relationships.
That's a fact, isn't it?
Yes,
yeah. We have a very active chamber, I think, anyway.
Every day.
Yeah,
just
I mean.
Trying to listen to what businesses need and provide the services that, again, the more we're connected as a community, the stronger we are, the stronger we all are.
It's true. So, it really is true.
And, you know, I find myself doing the spreadsheets and the number crunching, which is kind of my safe space.
Right. That's so over my head. Yeah. I just, what? Yeah.
But it's also nice because I get to attend the bashes and the early birds.
Right. You guys get to do all that stuff. Yeah.
So that's kind of a different take on my accounting experience.
And I heard that yesterday's Community Connections was a great success as well in your bash. And it's great that you guys combined that. And I heard it was a great success and we were broadcasting live. And I'm so happy that you guys, that you do that. You know, you really, really are involved. It's a great thing. Do you need some volunteers for the farmer's market? I wanted to talk to you about that.
Yes, lots of volunteers.
You do, because it's a lot of work. So what do you need?
We have 92 shifts that would cover the market. And that comes out to 230 hours that we're looking for.
You're kidding me.
No, it's going to take 230 hours. If it was all volunteer-based, it would take 230 hours to cover the market.
Okay.
And we do have to have two people at the market at the
at all times.
Time. Mm-hmm. Because of the food assistance program.
Got it. Okay.
Or for me to go to the bathroom.
Well, I get it. Right. So you, okay. So, because oftentimes I'll see people on Grand Haven Inform. I'll see somebody who recently retired. I'm bored now. I need some, what could I do to volunteer? That would be great. Can you have high school students do this as well?
We already have a couple high school
wonderful
students signed up.
Because, you know, they've got volunteer, they have to have volunteer time in order to graduate. And that's across the board you find that kids have to do that. So that would be a great opportunity.
Yes, it would be.
You know, or I think I might want to hang out with you and volunteer. Because I love to people watch.
Yeah.
And see all the people and what they're buying and what they're getting and and everything in between. Yeah. You know, it's always so much fun. Well, it's so nice to meet you.
Yeah, it's great to be here.
Because I see you come in and out. Yeah, you know, you don't see me that much because I am gone by noon. But I don't get to you know, necessarily see what's going on at the chamber because, like, you know, I'm here so early in the morning.
Yeah,
so, is there anything else we need to add about the chamber or the farmer's market that you can think of?
I just want to really thank our sponsors this year.
Oh, sure. Go for it.
We have Renewal by Anderson as our premier sponsor again coming back.
Mm-hmm.
And we have Best Financial, who is another one of our top sponsors, and then the Friends of the Farmers Market, who currently is the Avalon Group, Oasis Senior Living, Straight Line Design, Harmony Lakes Apartments, and Holland Hospital are the ones that have already signed up to do the, you know, the kids craft tables.
Mm-hmm.
We're still looking. We're half what we are. We were last year for sponsorship.
Okay.
So really understanding that it is a big expense on the farmer's market.
It is.
And
I get it.
We really need the community's help and support on that.
Okay. We can get the word out on that for you for sure.
And the other part of that, too, is we don't want to forget about the giving back. So during the year, the merchants And if you want to talk to this just a little bit, Megan, about the gleaning.
Every Saturday at the end of the market, the vendors will donate extra food that they don't think they'll be able to sell. And so at the end of last season, the vendors, the merchants, donated 2,939 pounds of food to local food pantries.
I just got chills. So that's incredible. Wow.
It was awesome. Yeah,
that is amazing.
To see that at the end of the season.
What a great way to wrap up this interview. Yeah. This has been a lot of fun, and we're one day closer to spring. So there you go.
Yes.
You guys have a happy Easter, and thanks for being here. This has been another edition of Chamber Chat.